Good evening and welcome everyone to this regular meeting of the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Board of Directors for February 20, 2024. And with that, I'd like to call the meeting to order and move on to item two, Pledge of Allegiance. And I would like to ask if Director Colley would kindly stand and lead us in the pledge tonight.
Put your hand over your heart, follow with me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Director Colley. Our announcements for tonight's meeting are as follows. This meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. At the convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or a Zoom webinar link. In the event there is a disruption of service which prevents the agency from broadcasting the meeting to members of the public using either the call-in option or internet-based service, this meeting will not be postponed or rescheduled, but will continue without remote participation. The remote participation option is being provided as a convenience to the public and is not required. Members of the public are welcome to attend the meeting in person. We do have members of the public present in the boardroom tonight, so I'd like to remind the members of the public that there are public comment cards on the table outside of the doors of the boardroom here to help facilitate the public comment process. The procedures for tonight's meeting are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand if you have a question or comment. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call the roll call votes. All directors are present for tonight's meeting, except for the moment, Vice President Gutzeit, who is on her way. She should be here shortly. Meeting now will continue per the agenda. Item three, public comments. Members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items that are listed on this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. Members of the public wishing to comment on items covered in closed session before they are considered by the board must request to make comment at the commencement of the meeting at 6 p.m. I have no public comment cards for item three. Are there any members of the public online who wish to make public comment?
There is, just one moment.
There is none.
There is, just one moment.
All right. All right.
Ms. Gilmore, you may begin your public comment.
Okay.
Ms. Gilmore.
All right. Thank you. I'm Cher Gilmore, group leader of the Santa Clarita chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby and facilitator for a new coalition of environmentally focused groups and organizations in Santa Clarita called the SCV Eco Alliance. We have over a dozen groups and organizations in the coalition at present, including the California Native Plant Society, California Trout and the Southern Steelhead Coalition, Citizens Climate Lobby, SCOPE, the Sierra Club, the Sustainable Development Committee and Hands on Earth Club at COC, Santa Clara River Conservancy, Tree People, among others. The members of the coalition each have their own special focus and range of activities, but we all come together in support of each other through communication, cooperation, and collective projects. We have a major project coming up on Saturday, March 9th, as a matter of fact, that I'd like to tell you about. An eco film festival to be held at COC from 10 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. We'll be showing six environmental films in two time blocks with a short discussion or Q&A session after each film. The event is free and complimentary parking is available in any campus parking lot. The films we'll be showing are The Biggest Little Farm, which is about Apricot Lane Farms in Moore Park, which is very close to us, A Plastic Ocean, The Aqueduct Between Us, I Am Greta, The True Cost, which is about the environmental cost of fast fashion, and Racing Extinction. For all the logistical details, look for the SCV Eco Alliance group page on Facebook or visit the City of Santa Clarita's activity calendar. Everybody's welcome, and we hope you'll attend. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your public comment. Thank you for making us aware of this. I did read about it in the Signal, so hopefully everyone is aware.
Thanks.
Do we have any other public comments, April?
We do not.
Very good. We can move on to item four, approval of the agenda. Are there any changes or modifications to the agenda from the board tonight? Seeing none, the agenda is hereby approved. We can move to consent calendar. There are five items on the consent calendar tonight. Before we consider it, are there any public comments on the consent calendar?
There is not.
Very good. I would entertain a motion for approval of the consent calendar. Director Cooper.
So moved.
Motion by Director Cooper for approval of the consent calendar. Director Brodsky.
Second.
Second by Director Bronstein. Is there any further discussion? Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Colley.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Vice President Ozohowski.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. The consent calendar is approved, and that includes resolution number SCV-406.
Thank you, Board. We can move now to item six, action items for approval. We have four
items. I'm sorry. There was more resolutions. And that also includes resolution SCV-407 and SCV-408.
I'm sorry, April. All right. We can move to item six, action items for approval. There are four items on the agenda tonight. The first one is item 6.1, approve the 2024-2028 Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency Strategic Plan. This item will be presented tonight by our friend, Mr. Ed Means, unless Mr. Cole wants to make any opening remarks. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Means. Please proceed.
Good evening, Mr. President, members of the board. I'm really proud to be here representing the hard work of your staff and your graphics consultants and yourself in putting together the content for this plan. You have before you the graphic rich document that I promised to you in December. It's been a great systematic journey. As you recall, we kicked off with a board workshop in July of this last year, followed by meetings with the board and individual interviews of you as directors and the management team. We met with the staff in a series of SWOT meetings. I think there were seven all totaled. Got their input. We had our strategic board workshop in September, and then we followed up with a meeting with the management team to consider the input from all of the sources, begin drafting the strategies and objectives for the actual plan. We spoke to you in December on the preliminary content on it. There's a few things that I want to point out that were worked on between that time period and now they're not fundamental changes, but they are different, and I do want to point them out. And then we are here tonight seeking any additional comments and hopefully approval if the document meets your needs. One other to be done item is, and I understand this was presented to the Public Affairs Committee, I think, Kevin, I may have that wrong. Yeah, and that is there's intent to have a public sort of presentation on the strategic plan in March, and to go through the plan. And if there are any, you know, substantive input that comes as a result of that, we could come back and recommend tweaking of the plan. And it's important to keep in mind that these are always living documents anyway. So I think that sequence can work just fine. So changes in the document between December and now are things that we worked on additionally, in addition to being now in a graphical format for you. We did meet with what we termed a values work group of interested staff members in early July, and we went through the values in great detail and did a lot of wordsmithing on them. We followed up with a presentation to the executive team on those values, value statements. And then we went to an all hands meeting of all the staff in mid-July the 20th, I think it was, January the 20th or so. And we presented these draft value statements and took feedback and got endorsement of those. So at least to the extent of all the folks that touched these statements, it looks like we're in a good spot. Personally, I like the wording. I hope you do too. These are always kind of hard fought and wordsmith to get them just right. And I'm sure the next time around, we'll tweak them a little bit more, but hopefully they meet the spirit of what you identified in the board workshop. And it's allowed the staff to put their hands on it and make it theirs as well. So it's a great top down, bottom up kind of crafting of those value statements. The second area is we worked with the executive team to refine the KPIs. Director Orzechowski, I think you had asked at the last meeting about the source on all of those. And we went through, we shook them pretty hard. We added some, we deleted some that no longer made sense. What you saw in December was essentially a laundry list. So those have been tightened up, I think, to a good spot. Lastly, there was some minor tweaking of some of the objectives. There was nothing substantive in there, but some wording changes in there. And so here we have before you then a draft of the document ready for your approval if it meets your needs, or modification if you see that there are some things that you feel should be done differently in there. So I don't have a formal presentation beyond that, but we do have the document available to bring up on screen if there's the two things I wanted to point out. Sorry, I'd made a written note but failed to do it. There were two points that you additional points that you raised in December. One, Director Gutside, I think you talked about to make sure that what we were doing on the environmental stewardship area was consistent with what you had adopted on the sustainability plan. And so I went through to make sure that those were, and that we didn't step beyond policy-wise, we're consistent with that. And then Director Cooper, you had a comment also related to health and safety. And that was if the public, we had the health and safety kind of targeted inward, and your comment was it really needs to target outward things like traffic control, things that you do as an agency that are there not to only protect the staff but protect the public. So there was some wording tweaks that we made to expand that. And Director Armitage, I believe you had a handful of items, and I think we've checked the boxes on all of those. So hopefully those changes would meet your needs, and I don't have them off the top of my head. So. With that, Mr. President, members of the board, any questions you might have on it, and be happy to hear.
Thank you, Ed. Before we go to board questions or comments, do we have any public comment? I have no cards on this.
We do. Just one moment.
All right.
Ms. Yeah. Klambeck, you may begin your public comment.
It's actually Cher Gilmore. Oh.
Yeah, Cher, we'll come back to you. It's Lynn first. Go ahead, Lynn.
Hi, this is Lynn Klambeck, and I just want to say that I wish that the strategic plan had some stronger language in there about climate change. This is going to affect us so broadly in the future, and we really need to get ready for it. And I'm concerned that the strategic plan doesn't really make that clear. You have the one paragraph on page 11 that sort of broad sweeping statements about it, that the state is concerned about it. And I just wish we would say that the agency is making every effort in other areas, in all its areas, or something to address potential impacts of climate change and look at how to enhance groundwater recharge and local regional reliability or something like that. And as far as I can see, none of that is in there. I tried to, you know, do word search on particular items to see if they were there. I'm also particularly concerned with, and I wonder if there's a way that you could enhance this on page 28 of the plan, the KPI S's. You know, it says track and report greenhouse gas emissions, track and report utility consumption of water and energy. But it doesn't say anything about encourage reduction or anything like that. I mean, tracking is great, but if you're not encouraging reduction in greenhouse gases, you know, I'm wondering almost why you're doing the tracking, because you're not, tracking won't make a difference if you don't make an effort to reduce it. So I'm wondering if there's some wording that could be added in there about track and report with the intention of reducing greenhouse gases within the agency or something like that, or in within our community or something like that. And the track and report, I just would feel like that in all the bullet items or all the numbers on that page, that it needs to be something more than tracking and reporting. What do you want from the tracking and reporting? And anyway, I appreciate all your work on this, and I hope you can make your climate warming portion stronger. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Planbeck.
Ms. Planbeck. Before we go to Ms. Gilmore, is there any response to this?
Yeah, actually. And we wrestled a lot. It, you know, the climate is an important issue. And the thing is that it applies across a number of these goal categories, right? It applies on the water resources side. It applies on the cost side. It applies on the environmental sustainability side. And one of the things we struggled with was what piece of the climate change planning and projects belong where. And we ended up housing some of them in the water resources arena. And they're there, if you see, in terms of embedding the climate, latest climate science in the water and hydrologic modeling. We also embedded a lot of them in strategy G3, in goal G, under environmental stewardship, rather, including and conducting an organization-wide energy assessment to identify opportunities to reduce energy use, optimizing facility ops to minimize power, assessing opportunities for power recovery from within the distribution system, evaluating the existing solar power contracts and options to optimize cost and value to SCV water, developing a transition plan to meet state electrification requirements, assessing the carbon footprint of SCV water, and developing and implementing appropriate emission reductions. And then lastly, but not least, implementing battery storage projects, including the one at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant. So they were worded in a way to provide you, the staff, and the board ultimately the information to make a decision as to what specifically you'll pull and proceed on, right? So there's a fair amount of information collection here. The goal is to tee that up ultimately for policy setting, as opposed to driving the policy before you have some of that information. But you can see, you know, in just that list that I gave you, there's a lot of energy going into managing energy better, being wise about alternative sources of energy, doing what you need to do on the compliance front, and driving, you know, the agency forward, in my view, from my perspective.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Means. I would say, rather than open this up for board discussion on this public comment, we can carry this discussion over to the general comments about the strategic plan as we all weigh in on it. So thank you, Ed, for both. Yeah. Who are you pointing to?
Yeah, you ready?
Oh, another public comment. Go ahead.
Ms. Gilmore, you may begin your public comment. Ms. Gilmore?
Am I unmuted now?
You are.
Oh, good. Thank you. Okay, I want to thank you for including the environmental stewardship element as one of your overall goals for 2024-28. I personally think that's very important and very timely, so thank you for including that as a separate goal. As you know, we're experiencing more and more the damaging effects of climate change, but a respectful relationship with the environment can help reduce those effects in the future if we reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. And I saw that you had included that, and I appreciated that you do include a strategy for implementing emissions reductions. Working towards watershed resiliency, which is another welcome strategy, that can help us adapt to the current effects of climate change until we can slow it down permanently. So thank you for that as well. And on that strategy, if you aren't already working with tree people on Arundo removal, you might want to consider doing that since they've been very active in Arundo removal in the San Francisco Canyon area for quite a while, and they could offer their expertise in that. You may already be coordinating with them, but and excuse me if you already are. But thanks again for your important work towards environmental stewardship. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Gilmore. Do we have any other public comment?
We do not.
Very good. We can open it up to board discussion, comment, possible motion at this time. Vice President Kutzak.
I just wanted, if Ms. Gilmore is still on the line, if Mr. Cole could comment on the group that at least we had together working on Arundo, because we are involved in that. I'm not sure the current status, but can you give a couple sentences on where we're at with that?
Sure. Thank you, Vice President Gutzeit. Yes, the Water Agency does participate in what's called the WAM group. It's a watershed-wide Arundo management. So that's an active group that tries to look at different strategies to attacking the Arundo issues in the watershed. And in that group, actively ourselves, the City of Santa Clarita, Tree People, Santa Clara River Conservancy, the University of Santa Barbara's Environmental Department. So those are kind of the mainstays in that group. It's a little bit smaller group than what was previously called the Weed Task Force group. And the purpose of that was to try and get a group that was really focused and dedicated on trying to move forward a strategy to remove invasives from the watershed.
Great. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
And just my only other comment is I think the plan looks amazing. I love the graphics. I love the clarity and easy reading of it. So very much to the point, clear. You know, it's not a binder. It's a document. I think it's great. So thank you.
Very good. Director Armitage.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Means, for your presentation. I'll say as a whole, I think this seems to be a document that captured input from everybody at every level of the agency and carefully prioritized the work for the agency to meet the mission and vision and to ultimately help serve our customers the best. I've said it before, but I'll say it again. I really do appreciate the time that you took to sit with each and every individual person that you did at the beginning to really listen to us share back the homework you gave us and things, important things to think about to bring to the table. So I very much appreciated the process you led us through. And I appreciate that you brought this to us a number of times. It wasn't just a, you know, one timer in front of us where we had just one opportunity to give input. We've had opportunity to give input. I think three times, this will be our third time now. So I very much appreciate that because I do consider this to be a very important document that, you know, I believe the agency is going to refer to many, many times over the next 5 years. So I still think the key performance indicators could have been a little bit more beefy. And I talked about that last time, and I know you gave me your justification, but I still think it maybe, you know, maybe next time with a little bit beefier, but I think it's progress. There is one section that I kind of have a substantive comment on, and that is, it's on page 23 of the document. It's section C22. So currently it reads, participate in planning, financing, development, and implementation of the Delta Conveyance Project. Now, if you take a second and look down to C37. It says consider and potentially participate in the site's reservoir project. I mean, I feel like we're kind of at the same place with those, those two somewhat interlinked projects. And so I would like to see those same words added to C22. So put before the rest of it, put consider and potentially participating, because as far as I understand, the board hasn't made those final votes to say that we are absolutely 100% participating at this point. I know that vote is coming soon, but we're not there yet. So I think those words, those additional words, as we did with the site's reservoir project one, would be appropriate.
I'm sorry, Director Armitage, yes. Can you tell me the number of the first one? So C37 was the site's one. What was the number?
So C22.
C32, okay.
C22.
C22.
Yeah.
It's the pleasure of the board on
it hasn't been published yet.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't. So, I mean, I'm happy to make that change. I just want to make sure everyone.
Okay, whatever little minor changes we make. Yep. Director Cooper.
Yes, I see on C22. I mean, it could say participate in planning, financing, development. We've done that and we're continuing to do that. We voted that. And potential implementation of the Delta Conveyance Project.
Got it.
That seems reasonable.
Does that work, Director Armitage, for you?
Yeah, I mean, technically, I think, aren't we supposed to vote soon on continuing the financing?
We've got money in the bank right now. We're doing that.
Right. Okay. And just my understanding is that I don't know that any agencies are still 100% committed. That's my point. This just makes it feel like we've already 100% committed.
Well, if it says, and potential implementation, the planning and the design stuff, we've been in for several years.
Okay.
But we haven't voted on a complete going into the Delta Conveyance Project.
Right.
So instead of the word implementation, potential participation, is that what I'm hearing? Just change those out?
Okay. Sure.
Does that work?
That's all right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's better.
Okay.
I'll meet you halfway. How's that?
That's good.
Okay, so that was the only kind of substantive one that I wanted to bring up. Let's see, what else? I just have a couple more. I just want to say, I also, as Ms. Gilmore mentioned, I appreciate having a separate focused goal on environmental stewardship. I think that's important. And also the workplace safety one. I thought that was a good one to pull out and have as its individual goal as well, because I do believe workplace safety should be a focus for the agency. And then I added a note. I appreciated hearing you just now say that you would be willing to consider minor adjustments after we take this to the public, because I do feel like we should have taken it to the public before today's vote on the final document. So I was a little concerned about that. And so I'm glad to hear you say that. And then just lastly, I just want to say thank you again to leading us through this process the way you did. Thank you for all the work. Thank you to the communications team for the work they've contributed to this now and also in going forward, because I know it's not quite done. And anybody else who I missed that was involved, this is a good document. Thank you.
Any other comments, or Director Cooper?
Can we make a motion tonight? I would move that we accept the strategic plan with the one change in item C22.
All right. We have a motion from Director Cooper to approve the plan subject to the one change that's been brought up. We have a second on this? Director Colley.
I'll second the motion.
Very good. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Colley.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Vice President Ozohowski.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. The strategic plan has been approved.
I want to thank Mr. Means for all the effort and work he's put in on this strategic plan. Once again, I think you produced a very high quality document, and all the staff support which we know there's a lot of work behind the scenes to put this together, and we certainly appreciate all of it. Thank you, Ed, very much for coming tonight. Thank you for the work you've done, and I look forward to the next one.
I want to thank thank the board, thank your staff. Very professional, made my job very easy, so thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to item 6.2, approve adopting a resolution authorizing change order authority to the general manager for Olympian North Oaks Water Storage Tanks 1 and 4 Coating Project. Presenter tonight is James Sayens. Did I pronounce it right? I'm not sure. James, take it away.
Thank you, President Martin. Directors, my name is James Sayens, Water Systems Supervisor, and this is the Olympian Tank 1 and 4 Coating Project recommendation for approval of a resolution authorizing a project scope change. Next slide, please. I would like to point out that the project was approved by the board during the September 19, 2023 board meeting and not on November 11, 2023. The date has been changed and the change has been made in the resolution. The work consists of removing and replacing the interior linings and spot repairs of the exterior epoxy to maintain the integrity and service life of the tank. During the project, there are several staff-initiated scope changes and several unforeseen site conditions scope changes. Next slide. During the project, there have been three staff-initiated scope changes, which included welded repairs to the rafters, a use of a dehumidification unit due to the rain, and requests to refurnish and install a new roof vent for Olympian Tank 1. The total cost of these change orders were within the general manager's change order authority of 5% for this contract. Next slide. In addition to the scope changes discussed above, for Tank 1, other necessary changes for the center column and roof have been identified at a cost of $95,871.36 for Olympian Tank 2. Next slide, please. On the top left is a view of the roof rafter ends, which show signs of corrosion on the backside. The bottom left photo is an overview of the center roof plate. The roof rafters all rest here on this plate. In the center photo is a close-up of the bottom rafter lip, shows extensive corrosion. In the top right photo is a view of the roof rafter ends, which show signs of corrosion. The bottom right photo is the shell clip at the roof rafters that the roof rafters rest on. Next slide. In addition to these scope changes, next slide, excuse me. To facilitate a timely completion of this project, staff is also requesting that the board of directors provide the general manager an additional contingency for up to $40,000 in future changes. Next slide. I recommend the board of directors approve adopting a resolution authorizing the general manager to execute a change of scope in the amount not to exceed $95,871.36 and provide the general manager authority to execute additional changes for up to $40,000 without returning to the board if necessary for a total of $135,871.36. And that concludes my presentation. Are there any questions?
Very good. Thank you, James. Madam Secretary, are there any public comments on this?
There is not.
Very good. I'll just say it's apparent from the photographs that there's serious repair work that needs to be done, and it's probably should be understandable that we would add a contingency, because until you actually get into the work, you're not going to know exactly how much you uncover. So with that, I'll open it up to board question. Director Bronstein.
Comments?
Yeah, we did. There were no public comments. Sorry. All good. You blink and it happens.
Yeah. Sorry.
All good. So I agree with President Martin that obviously this needs to happen. It looks horrible. It doesn't look safe. I get it. Not a problem with that. I did have, however, some questions about the way, I guess, things were worded or presented. And so I was wondering, like, under the financial consideration, it wasn't clear if the addition was already in the budget or the original project was in the budget. Like, it wasn't very clear what the deal was with the extra money. And secondly, just in general, I mean, this is a question I have for all the presentations tonight. I'm trying to understand what the purpose is of these slideshows that we get. Are they a visual aid? Are they extra information? Are they, because to me, like bullet points? Because to me, it just kind of seems repetitive in not a good way. And so I'm trying to understand what the benefit is and why it's also added to our packets. As in, if you need to show me that there's like really bad corrosion and we need to do something about that, that's fine. You can put that in the document. I don't need to see a slide that's repeating what it says here. And if we need to do just bullet points, we can just, the summary is supposed to be the bullet points. I'm just, there's something about the presentations that are just, not the presentations, the slideshows, that I wish that they would be a little bit more specific or elevate things a little bit more. But I'm also questioning
Director Bronstein, in the past, I know we've been asked to provide more information on issues that maybe aren't as knowledge, directors may not know as much about as other directors. So, and in addition to that, so I think I'm happy with the level of detail that we get from staff on the presentations, especially the photographs. But also, I would remind the board that this is also for the public's benefit to see these things. And so more information, I think, is better than... I'm not bothered the least about watching another slideshow on issues or photographs or projects that may seem repetitive to some, but I'll allow the rest of the board to comment.
That wasn't my problem. So let's see if I can explain myself a little bit better. Because I definitely do think that the public should see these things and understand. I feel often that the slideshows and the presentations should be working together, not repeating themselves.
Okay.
Comment
is noted, I'm sure. Staff will continue to work and improve their presentations.
President Martin, we have one of our staff, Mike Alvord, who has his hand up. I think he has a comment. Do you want me to go ahead and let him address? Maybe he's got he's going to address something the Director Bronstein said. Mike Alvord,
yes.
Yeah. Mike, go ahead.
Thank you, April. Good evening, everybody. Director Bronstein, I'll take the blame for this. This would have gone to E&O. And when I was asked if there was anything on the E&O committee agenda for February, I didn't think of this at the time. And after we canceled it, James came running to me saying, we have to take this to the committee and the board. And so what we did was we asked General Manager Stone to speak with Director Cooper, our chair, and said, can we take this directly to the board instead of skipping and extending this until next month? And so I apologize for the detailed on this particular item.
Thank
you. That's awesome. Thank you.
Very good.
Still the financing thing, if somebody can just clarify that.
Sure, Director. As far as financing, the amount is included in the budget. However, with the change orders or the scope changes, we are authorized to only exceed 5% of the project total. So we have reached that 5% to continue with the future scope changes. So this amount is to get approval for the additional 95,000 plus the 40,000 contingency over the 5% authority, and to allow the general manager to approve those changes.
So I'm sorry, I'm still not clear if the whole money is in the budget or if this is extra money. Extra. That's all I wanted to know.
This is in the budget and accounted for. In our general tank improvement project budget.
If I may, the approval we're seeking is the approval to expend the extra funds. The total of all the funds that we've been talking about, the original contract for the tank work, these change orders, the total of all of that is within our budget. Thank you.
Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate it.
Director Colley.
So I just want to preface this because I'm trying to think of a way to ask the question without it sounding like it's intended to be a pointed question, because I oftentimes do actually ask those, but I don't want this one to come across as such. I truly just want to know a quick response to two things. One, do we have any idea why this corrosion is at the quality of the water or some other thing, galvanic corrosion? Why we have such corrosion here in this tank? And then the second question is why we wouldn't have known before we let the contract that this needed to this extra work needed to be done. And again, please don't take that as a question that's intended to be. I truly just want to know.
Oh, not at all. I'd be happy to answer that. These type of changes generally arise once the tank is drained and significant work is already underway. They weren't obvious until sandblasting had occurred. The specs were prepared by CSI and are done based on a previous dive inspection. So when the tank is full of water and would not have been able to determine these issues indicated in the presentation. We try to identify and, identify these type of repairs and what we might think would be needed prior to the bidding. But in this case, most of the work around the rafter ends and under the center vent is in an area almost possible to look into without the tank being emptying and scaffolding and sandblasting in place.
And do we have any idea as what
the cause? What part of the cause of accelerated corrosion in some of our tanks in the basically the roof area of the tank, the part above the water level generally, is exacerbated by the fact that we chlorinate tanks periodically to meet our requirements for water quality, and chlorine gas is very corrosive. So we are looking at putting different things in place as to how we do that. And in the cases of a lot of our new tanks have chlorination or disinfection systems built into the tank, basically a plant right next to the tank that will chlorinate the water, going into the tank, as opposed to requiring us to batch chlorinate a tank. And that will help alleviate that problem going forward, as well as consultants are looking at different types of coating systems that are maybe a little more robust, although, the most robust coating systems were the kind we could use 20 years ago. So it's a never ending battle.
All right. Appreciate the extra information. Thank you.
Vice President Gutzeit.
I find it fascinating, the mention of chlorine, because I know that is very corrosive. And you don't have to get up. You can just nod your head. Do we do an inspection of the coating to know if it needs to be redone more frequently to Okay. So we're doing the best we can in a difficult environment. And if it wasn't visible under the paint, then it's how it goes. But fascinating. And I'll just say a counterpoint to the PowerPoint. I actually liked it. I liked it that it was about five slides long. And I know we don't get to go to all the committees, so I liked seeing a little bit of the detail and the behind the scenes of what that committee looks at and what would have been presented to them. So, and I thought the length was good for me. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Director. Director Armitage.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for your presentation, Mr. Science. And also thank you to Mr. Albert for chiming in, because I was actually trying to find this agenda item at ENO and I couldn't find it. And I was like, why can't I find it? And now I know why. So I appreciate that. Because I always try to listen before I ask my questions, just in case my questions are the same that other people had. I don't like wasting people's time. So, and then I just want to say thank you for including the photos, because, you know, it helps us visually, or especially I think maybe those of us who didn't work in the industry for 30 years, helps us better understand these issues. So I always appreciate the photos. Thank you.
Very good. Vice President Ozahosky.
I would like to motion to approve authorizing the change order authority to the GM.
Second.
Beat you to it, Ken. Second by Director Cooper. Wow. Before we call for the vote, I just would ask Keith or Courtney or Mike, it'd be interesting if you could report back if you had to spend any of the contingency money once this work is done. I'd be curious to know. So, little reminder. Okay. Unless there's any further discussion, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Colley.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Vice President Ozahosky.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item is approved, and that's resolution number SCB 409.
Very good. Move on to item 6.3, approve authorizing the general manager to enter into a contract with Intera Incorporated for groundwater flow model improvement under the Water Resilience Initiative, presented by Najwa. Dr. Najwa. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Good evening. Thank you. Item 6.3 in your packet, as President Martin just said, is a written report requesting board's authorization for the general manager to enter into a contract with Intera Incorporated for groundwater flow model improvements in support of the Water Resilience Initiative in the amount of approximately $196,000. Under the Water Resilience Initiative, we're seeking to use the existing recalibrated groundwater flow model to assess improved management strategies for the Upper Santa Clara River East Basin in the context of an integrated resources management strategy. The goal of the proposed alternative groundwater management and recycled water evaluations is to determine the most feasible and cost-effective actions that bolster SCB Water's water supply resilience while meeting the agency's ecological objectives. This first task order seeks a consultant to review the hydrogeologic conceptual model and provide recommendations for future enhancements to improve the efficiency and quality of modeling workflow inputs, outputs, and visualizations and communications to support effective stakeholder engagement and timely decision-making under the Water Resilience Initiative. Specifically, we are seeking improved representation and visualization of model output, improved quality of input to the model, processes or criteria for prioritizing proposed alternative groundwater management actions that will be evaluated under the Water Resilience Initiative, and automated modeling to reduce costs of conducting necessary simulations. The evaluation of alternative management strategies for the groundwater and recycled water resources of the watershed is a key component of the development of a water resilience plan for the agency. It's hoped that automation of model development and post-processing will allow systematic evaluation of these strategies much more cost-effectively than can be accomplished with existing tools. Moreover, automation can improve confidence and transparency because quality checks can be built into these processes. As described in the memo, we invited the two highest scoring consultants to submit task order proposals under the refined request for qualifications for the Water Resilience Initiative. Both task order proposals received addressed most of our needs. However, Intera was selected because of a couple of distinguishing factors. They demonstrated how evaluations of groundwater management actions would be assessed in the context of SCV Water's broader supply portfolio and against other investment options facing the agency, such as participation in storage outside the basin, alternative groundwater operating plans and recycled water strategies, acquiring of new water supplies, and implementation of additional conservation measures, to name a few. Intera also proposed conceptualizing a decision support tool or model emulators to rapidly screen potential groundwater management strategies and prioritize alternatives for more in-depth evaluation. And then finally, while this was not a primary deciding factor, they also ended up being the lowest bidder. Therefore, we'd like the board to recommend authorizing the general manager to enter into a contract with Intera Incorporated for the work I just described. Thank you.
Are you complete?
Yes.
Thank you, Najwa. Madam Secretary, do we have any public comments?
We do not.
All right, we can open it to board discussion, questions, and possible motion. Director Armitage.
Thanks. Thank you, Dr. Pitois, for your presentation. I don't have a question, just a general comment that anytime in the future, when you have the opportunity to inform us either at the committee level, Water Resource Committee, and we can listen in, or at the board level, I would encourage you to do so, because I know I feel that the work that's done under the water, what's the WRI Water Resiliency Initiative, thank you, is kind of the most nebulous in my mind. I have the hardest time kind of wrapping my brain around that and understanding that. So anytime you have a chance to like brag about the work that you're doing with these modeling tools that we're adding to the tool belt, please do it, because I think it's important for us to understand that and kind of get a clearer concept of that. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I just need to have conversations individually, but I just think it's important. So thank you.
Sure.
And I'm supportive.
Any other Vice President Ostowski?
Yeah, this item was brought to us at the most recent Water Resources and Watershed Committee meeting. I'm in full support of it. Ms. Pitois, or maybe Mr. Alassane, can you also kind of bring talk about the hydrologist position that's going to be made available at the Water Agency, and what will that will bring to this project and projects like it?
So the work the consultants are doing wouldn't necessarily replace, you know, what the functions of a hydrogeologist. What they would do is help with, so for instance, automation of, you know, workflows would help the hydrogeologist be able to run scenarios, right, run the model and be able to understand, you know, interpret the results much more easily.
Okay, so data entry and data processing and workflow models could be done in-house as opposed to hiring an outside agency.
Yeah, especially in just as one example of what that role could be, you know, that person would be doing is, you know, every time we want to run a scenario or we want to tweak something, we can do it in-house versus rely on external help.
Okay. Thank you. And thanks for that presentation. So I'd like to make a motion to approve authorizing the general manager enter into a contract with Intera.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion by Vice President Zahusky, a second by Director Marks.
Just want to comment that the work that of updating this model and having that as a tool is going to be really important for the agency in terms of the resiliency initiative and also being prepared to update our groundwater sustainability plan when that comes back around.
Excellent. Unless there's further discussion, we do have a motion and a second. Madam Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you, Nazwa, for your presentation.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Vice President Ozuchowski.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass.
All right. We can move to, thank you, Board. Move to item 6.4, approve the nomination of Director Marks for the independent special district voting member to the Los Angeles County Local Agency Formation Commission, otherwise known as LAFCO. Okay, it's my item for presentation. We received a letter in January from Tom Bunn's legal firm, he's not handling it, but from William Cruz, advising us that we had a nomination to make, if we so chose, to fill a vacancy on the LAFCO board. Director Marks has graciously agreed to submit his information as a nomination, as a nominee from our agency. I believe the nomination form has been provided to each of us. But with that, I just want to express my appreciation to Director Marks for his willingness to serve on the LAFCO board and ask if there's any public comment before I ask for a motion.
There is not.
All right. I'll open it to discussion, comments, and possible motion.
I was going to make a motion, but if you have a comment, I'm going to.
Director Bronstein.
I'd like to make a motion to nominate Director Marks for LAFCO.
Excellent. We have a second. Director Cooper is second. Thank you, Dirk. With that, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cawley.
Yes.
Director Peterson.
Yes.
Director Bronstein.
Yes.
Director Armitage.
Yes.
Director Marks.
Yes.
Director Cooper.
Yes.
Vice President Gutzeit.
Yes.
Vice President Ozuchowski.
Yes.
President Martin.
Yes.
Thank you. This item does pass.
Very good. Thank you, Board. Before we go to item 7, I've been meaning to bring this up, but Jonathan, if you're listening, this screen is not showing what it normally shows. It's just basically blank. So not sure whether you can get it turned on so that we can see what it. After all the presentations have already been made. Oh, we're going to watch Netflix. What's on tonight? Very good. Thank you, Jonathan. All right, we can move to item 7, General Manager's Report on Activities, Projects, and Programs. Mr. Cole, you're up.
Thank you, President Martin. Be pretty brief tonight. Again, I just wanted to thank the board for the action on the strategic plan. I do think that was a really good process. Obviously, Ed Means is a pro at what he does. And I really appreciate the positive feedback that was received, and we can learn from that and continue to grow in how we put our strategic plans together. It's a really important document for the agency as we go into this next 5 years. So looking forward to taking on all those challenges that are outlined in that plan and working with you all to deliver on our mission and vision. So thank you for that. Second item, I know many of you have heard, but I don't think we've had a chance to announce at the SCV Water Board yet that The groundwater sustainability plan was approved by the Department of Water Resources. So that's a huge accomplishment by those involved, both the GSA board and the staff and the work that went into that plan. There are some recommended corrective actions in there as well that DWR had included in their letter of approval. So we'll be taking those up and addressing those with the Groundwater Sustainability Agency. The direction in the letter was that those can be addressed in the next planning cycle, which is not that far away. It's a five-year planning cycle, much like the urban plan. But we're already 3 years deep into that planning cycle by the time the plan was approved by DWR. So just want to thank all that were involved in that. Tremendous amount of work, and we'll continue moving it forward. And that's all I had tonight. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Steve. Do we have any public comment on Mr. Colt's report?
We do not.
Very good. I'll just add a comment. Really hats off to Rick and his team and all of SCV Water staff for getting this GSP approved. That's a big step in that, in the direction for continuing to manage our basin like we've done for many years already, but formalizing is really an important step. So any comment or questions from the board on Mr. Cole's report? All right, we can move to Item 9, President's Report. I have to update a few items to the board tonight outside of the agency conference and events. Pardon? Excuse me? Number 8 before, too. It's probably, I don't know whether I can't read number 8. So, thank you, Vice President Ozahosky, for politely advising me that I screwed up again. No, we'll do item 8 instead of item 9. Thank you. Committee meeting recap reports for informational purposes only. There was only one report posted to the website and emailed to each of our spots. Is there any question on the one committee meeting recap report? Do we have any public comment?
We do not.
Very good. Any questions or comments from the board on this item? No. Oh, Director Bronstein.
I'm sorry. I was wondering, it's kind of adjacent to, because I was wondering, I saw that they got a report on the status of our water supply. I was wondering, when is the board going to get an update? And maybe can we have it, especially when we have maybe during, I mean, a quarter, maybe, like every 3 months to get an update on it? Or if Sarah's report could be attached maybe to the committee meeting? Then nobody has to report on it. It can just be in there so we can know how things are. And then I had another philosophical question a little bit. I'm sorry. I was just wondering why conservation is in water supply and not in a different committee like POL. Because a lot of the issues that they were talking about was energy and all of that kind of stuff that seemed a lot more in line with legislation, public outreach, and those kind of stuff. So I'm just putting it out there to the universe, my questions. I don't know if anybody has any answers. But
on your first question, Director Bronstein, was that the question about the
water supply?
Inquiry about committee meetings in general?
Well, no, about the water supply assessment. Okay. And like, they got a presentation on our water resources and, okay, and all that and the snowpacks. And I was just wondering if the board could get that as a whole or if it could be attached to the committee meeting recap and then it doesn't need to be reported.
Well, if it's only been the committee, it will come to the board.
Yeah. So I was wondering when that would be and if we could get it on a quarterly basis. Seems important that all of us
know. Do you know when that's coming?
Certainly. The presentation is actually posted of Sarah's presentation on the website. So it because it was prepared after the agenda went out, that's how we typically post it. So if that satisfies your request,
it does. Then it's totally fine. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Any other questions? Director Cooper.
Maybe just for Director Bronstein, why conservation has been in water resources is we've always viewed conservation and the amount of water that comes out of conservation as a source. That's another source of water that needed to be managed. And that's why it's been in there. There's a lot of things that go along with it. The PR stuff that goes but the water itself and the programs and how much water they can save has always been in water resources as it's a source of water. That's the reasons why they've always been doing.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you very much. We now can move to item 9, and I think I'm going to ask the board secretary to the items that precede this. Please print that in red. Make it glow. All right. Item 9, President's Report. I have an update on a few things for the board tonight outside of the agency conferences and events. The AQUA 2024 Spring Conference in Sacramento, May 7 to 9, 2024. And the SCV Chamber of Commerce 15th Annual State of the County will be on June 6th at the Hyatt Regency. That announcement just came out today from our secretary. Please let her know if you're interested in attending. Effective March 1st, 2024, all board meetings will be moved to the Pine Street location located in New Hall. Meeting times will remain at 6 p.m. Note to the board, while at Pine Street, dinner will not be provided until we return to this location. This will be the last board meeting in this room until the reconfiguration/remodel is completed. Upcoming board meetings, the regular board meeting March 5th, 2024, and regular board meeting March 19th, 2024, both at 6 p.m. in the Pine Street facility. Upcoming committee meetings will be held at Summit Circle in the EWS boardroom at 5:30, the February 26th Finance and Administration, March 7th Engineering and Operations, the March 13th Water Resources and Watershed Committee, the March 21st Public Outreach and Legislation Committee, and finally the March 18th Finance and Administration Committee meeting. The Finance and Administration Committee meetings have been moved to the Summit EWS boardroom until the boardroom reconfiguration/remodel is complete. Do we have any public comment on the report?
We do not.
Very good. Any questions or comments from the board? Very good. It'll be old homecoming for Steve at Pine Street and from Vice President Goodside. All right, item 10, AB 1234 reports are that there were two reports that were received from Director Marks that were emailed, posted on the SCV Water website, and are at each of your spots. Are there any additional AB 1234 reports tonight?
Director Cooper.
I have a couple of them. One is I had a meeting for about an hour and a half with the general manager, very productive. I enjoyed kind of going over where we're at and kind of where we're heading in the future and appreciated that. The other one, that was on the 12th. On the 16th, I had the AQUA Region 8 board meeting. This was to decide what we're going to present at the conference. We have one program that we have to do there. That one's going to be on innovations in water. And it's going to look at some of the new ideas that are out there in how to create water sources. One of them that Director Marks just went to, which is deep sea reverse osmosis. I think that's going to be pretty exciting to hear about. There are some major things that are happening there. The other is to put together our Region 8 program, which will be in August. And it's we're going to do women in water. We're going to do women's leadership in the water industry and kind of some of the history of that. And we're going to invite some people like Grace Napolitano, Deborah Mann, that was She was the vice chair, the assistant general manager of Metropolitan Water District for many, many years, a very prestigious position. So there's a number of those that we're going to be inviting in to recognize them, and we'll put on a program as well that will go along with that. So that will be an exciting one as well. That's it. Those two meetings.
Thank you, Director Cooper. Any other?
Director Cooper, was that virtually?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other AB 1234s? I have a couple to report on. On February the 9th, I attended the Delta Conveyance Authority Board briefing meeting, which is a working meeting ahead of the regular board meeting. Conducted on Zoom, discussed the upcoming February 15th board agenda, received reports from legal counsel and DWR Environmental, plus an open discussion. That was a Zoom meeting on the 9th of February. On the 13th of February, I had my monthly meeting with the DCA Executive Director, Graham Bradner, discussed a variety of issues related to DCA, and a couple in particular relating to him, and an upcoming evaluation of proposals for his job, which he is submitting his proposal to continue on in his role. That's also a Zoom meeting. On the 15th of October, I attended the regular DCA board meeting in Sacramento. There was a closed session that covered two topics. We voted to establish a new standing committee on finance, of which I will be part of. We received a report from Ryan Gervasi, public advisor for the State Water Project with the Department of Water Resources. And he focused on a report that was recently issued called The Economy of the State Water Project, which I have one hard copy, but I sent a digital version of the PDF to April. If you'd like to have it, she can forward it to all of us. It has one page of particular interest, and it's the cost of various water sources on a per acre foot basis. For instance, desalination ranges from $2,500 to $4,700 an acre foot. Recycling ranges from $1,000 to $3,500 an acre foot. Stormwater recovery, $600 to $5,000 an acre foot. Water conservation, $420 to $1,500 an acre foot. And lastly, water from the State Water Project comes in last place as the cheapest water we can get, which is $250 an acre foot to a maximum of $1,442. I think it's meant to emphasize the importance of the State Water Project. It's interesting reading. There's actually a longer report, but this is the kind of like the Reader's Digest version. So, Madam Secretary, could you distribute that to the board and to any other interested parties?
Absolutely.
And that concludes my AB 1234 report tonight. Are there any public comments on the AB 1234s?
There is not.
All right. Any questions? Vice President Ozahowski.
Director Marks, not to put you on the spot, but you know, deep sea reverse osmosis, you know, it's moving from a graduate project into some kind of reality. I see that 23 public water agencies have entered an MOU to explore it. Based on that, what you saw in that presentation, is this a potential viable option? Is ocean wells, have they presented really good data here?
The presentation was very light on any real data. It was presented mostly on a conceptual basis. I think there are a number of, they did seem to recognize that there were a number of challenges that they are going to have to overcome, including permitting through the Coastal Commission. There was very little talk about how much it costs to build a pipeline from 3 miles offshore back onto shore. So I think that, you know, that's that there's some real challenges there. I'm assuming that the differential that drives the reverse osmosis is the difference in the hydrostatic ocean pressure and the suction pressure of the pumps that are pushing the water back on shore. And, you know, quite frankly, those diesel modules would be 400 meters deep. So I'm wondering, again, just getting back to the pipe, what sort of pipe are they going to be able to use to deal with that type of pressure? So I think, you know, I have questions because I was not exposed to it at all. Kind of looking forward to the presentation at Aqua to get a little more information about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, Director Cooper. Back to you, President.
All right. I believe that concludes our AB 1234, unless there's further questions or comments for the board. Seeing none, we can move to item 11, director reports. Are there any director reports tonight? Director Armitage.
Just really quickly, I also saw the flyer for the Eco Film Festival floating around, so I brought it, but Ms. Gilmore did a fabulous job explaining it. So I'll just tell everybody that I have the flyer if anybody wants to see it, wants to come take a picture of it, come see me. Thanks.
Excellent. That concludes your report. Okay. Any other director reports? We have any public comment on the director report we received tonight?
We do not.
Very good. We can move on to item 12, closed session. We will now be going into closed session. The public may stay on the Zoom webinar. Any board members or staff that are connected to the Zoom and are in closed session, please disconnect from the Zoom. We will meet in closed session to discuss item 12.1. I'll say it again. Members of the public and any staff may stay on the current line, and once closed session is over, board will reconnect to the Zoom meeting webinar for the closed session announcements and remaining items on the agenda. We will now be going into closed session. I guess we'll take about a 5-minute break before we get into closed session. We are in recess. We are now out of closed session. I'd like to move to item 13, closed session announcements. Move to our general counsel, Mr. Joe Byrd. Mr. Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will say that we discussed the matter that's on the agenda and the board did not take any reportable action, and we will not be reporting anything specifically at a closed session.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Byrd. We can move to item 14, director requests for future agenda items. Are there any requests for future agenda items? Seeing none, that brings us to item 15, adjournment. And as we adjourn, I'll just like to say that this is our last board meeting in this room. It has served us well, I would say in somewhat of a brute force manner, in the first 6 years, 6+ years. And I look forward to meeting here again in the newly configured boardroom. And with that, we are adjourned.